Have you ever heard of that book by Kevin Lehman called Have a New Kid by Friday? Well, that sounds pretty good, except for you probably don't want a new kid. You like the kid you have. You probably just wish that kid listened a little better. Well, if that's the case, you're going to want to tune in because this is my tried and true method that I've been using with families for the past decade or longer. Thousands of families have told me this has transformed their lives, and I want to share it with you for free. And of course, if you still have questions after listening to this podcast, you can join my Not So Normal Parenting Facebook group, or you can just work with me. Go to my website at wendygossett.com and schedule an Understanding Your Family 101 session. Have you ever wondered if your child's behavior is normal? Is your child a living puzzle you can't understand? Are you craving insight into the minds of your adopted or stepchildren? Learn how God designed them and how to guide them while also gaining insight into your own joy-robbing patterns. Welcome to Not So Normal Parenting, where we unravel the mysteries of family dynamics from toddlers to teens using team-building tools like Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram. I'm Wendy Gossett, personality prodigy, parenting coach, best-selling author, speaker, and viral embarrassing dancing mom. I raised a son and daughter that are as different as Bob Ross and the Black Widow, and I am definitely not normal. Okay, let's dive into the beautifully not-so-normal together. Okay, have you ever wondered what the two core needs are for all humans? I know what you're thinking, pizza and chocolate. I actually just burned my Mod pizza. I was working on these podcasts and smoke started coming into my office and I burned it. I'm so sad. My barbecue chicken Mod pizza leftovers burned. But anyway, the two core needs for all humans are connection and control. And this goes for your kiddos as well. That is the number one way to stop bad behavior in your children is to have a deep connection with them. And that is what this podcast is all about, understanding their temperament, their personality, how their brain is wired, so that you can connect with them. You might think you understand them, but you might be very surprised at how differently their brain is wired from yours. What you see on the surface is not always what meets the eye. So connection is the first core need. And the second core need is control. We all need to feel like we have some control in our lives. And so many times little kids, especially really little kids, don't have any control. And so sometimes the littlest kids, the ways that they try to pull that control card is with potty training. Like they can control that, so they're just not gonna listen to you. Or what they eat, for instance. So there are all sorts of ways that kids act out when they feel like they don't have any control. And I have all kinds of tools that I give to families to help with this, but I'm going to give you one today that is super, super helpful. So if you want bad behavior to continue, and we all want that, right? We all want our kids' bad behavior to continue. So if you want it to continue, reward it. How about that? Yeah, just like a gambler in Vegas, if your child gets away with a behavior you don't want, they have just won the jackpot and they will do it again. So, you know, when you're tired and your kid is doing that thing and you just give them like, you know, 10 warnings, you have just rewarded them 10 different times. And they know you're not going to follow through the first time. They just know it. So they're just going to keep hounding you and badgering you because you let them win the lottery. So, you know, you let them push your buttons. That's a way they get rewarded. Like they love having control. I just said that. And so controlling their parents, like having you, you know, bow to their every beck and call, they love that. So letting them push your buttons, that's a way to reward their bad behavior. Giving in, giving them chances, being inconsistent, giving them attention. Those are all ways that you can reward that bad behavior. So, but if you want the behavior to stop, then you can use my CREATE method. What is the CREATE method, you ask? Well, it's an acronym. The first letter in the acronym is CONSIDERATE. This is part of that connection piece. We want to be considerate of the child's feelings and their strengths. And we want to be considerate of the consequences, that the consequences match their age and capabilities. I know I cheated. I kind of used the C for two things, considerate and consequences. Sorry about that. But the C stands for considerate and consequences. You want to validate your child by expressing how difficult you know that behavior is for them. Like, you know, if they knew how to do it, they would probably do it. Chances are they don't really know how to do it. They're having a difficult time. So it might sound like, I noticed you're having a difficult time when you're losing a game. What's up with that? And let them explain, you know, if they can. You might just get something like, I don't know. And then you can help them out by saying, well, I know how badly you like to win. You are a courageous lion, and lions hate to lose or look weak. And let's say you're a lion. You could say, you know, I'm a lion too. I know. I understand that. And give them an example. And then you could say you're also a leader, and leaders know how to be a good loser as well as a good winner. And I want you to be that leader, because I know it makes you feel sad too when you know, we have to stop the game because you've walked away in a huff. And we can't have that anymore, because we love you. We want you to be a part of the family, and we want to all play games together. So that's just an example of how to be considerate. And then you're going to want to use real consequences if you can, or a reward if possible. Now, in the case of this game situation, the real consequence would be they don't get to play. But in some families, that's a punishment to the other sibling who wanted to play the game, or it's a punishment to the whole family. So in that case, a real consequence might not be the best. So maybe you want to offer a reward, and have that reward be something that goes along with your child's temperament. So for a lion, they are a sensory seeker, and they are a free spirit. They love freedom. They love independence. So give them a reward that goes along with that. And if neither a reward or a real consequence will work, then you can decide on a negative consequence. And that's a whole nother podcast episode, which we will be having those episodes as well. What are appropriate consequences? But you want to make sure that that consequence is appropriate for their age, and that your child, you know, agrees to it. Even have them maybe help you come up with an idea for a reward or a consequence, something that would motivate them. And then the R in the CREATE method is reveal the new rule in advance. So it isn't considerate if you spring a new rule and consequence on your child in the moment. So oftentimes, they don't know how to do the behavior you're expecting of them, and they need to be taught. So they might not know how to regulate their emotion. They might not realize they're being triggered. They might have really good intentions that this time I'm not gonna storm off, but then they get triggered and it feels like hot lava coming up from their belly, and they just don't know how to regulate their emotions. So you don't want to punish them in the moment when you haven't talked about it. That's not fair to them. That's not considerate to them. So you want to sit down with them when nothing is heated, and that's another thing. You don't want to do a consequence when it's in the moment and it's heated and your child isn't being rational. So you want to talk to them in advance when things are calm and maybe you've had a really great, you know, connection with them, doing something fun together. Then you want to have a little meeting and you want to talk about it. And that's when you use your validation with what we talked about in step one. And then you want to educate E, or on E, educate your child with clear expectations and coping strategies or tools that are appropriate for the behavior you're teaching. So an example would be a child might not know how to regulate their emotions when they're triggered. So educate them about triggers and how their body may feel when this is happening and what to do about it. So they might feel their jaw clench or their fist clench or their heart race or their shoulders tense. And just talk to them about how you feel when you're triggered and teach them about that. And then this is the fun part. You're gonna act out, so that's the A in create. You're gonna act out the situation. And this kind of goes along with the next letter, T, tools for success. So you're gonna get coping strategies. You can find a list on my website in resources. So you're gonna get a coping strategy list or tools, and you're gonna talk about these, and you're gonna act out the scenario that happens. So in the case of the poor loser scenario, mom can play the part of sister and dad can play the part of brother, or to make it even funnier, have dad play the part of sister and mom play the part of brother, and they can play out the scenario and be just the worst loser ever and storm off and be horrible and ask the kids, okay, so what happened there? What was wrong in that situation? And let the kids share and then say, okay, what would have worked better? You know, give us some, what are some ideas from this list? What could we have done better? And mom and dad can act that out. And then you have the kids act it out with some of the coping strategies and just make it super, super fun and super silly. So some examples from the tools for success, which is the T in create. Your kids can brainstorm ways. You can provide them with some tools such as, you know, if they're having trouble with empathy, then you can teach them effective listening where they just listen and repeat back what they heard and say something like, I hear you saying this. Wow, that must be hard. Just something as simple as that, because you might have a kid that's just really blunt and doesn't know how to validate someone's feelings or be a good listener. So that's just one example. You could have them use a strategy when they're triggered, like jumping on a mini tramp or doing wall push-ups or walking away to get a drink. There are endless coping strategies or tools for success, the T in create. And then finally, after all of this, have your child echo back to you the new rule and the new reward or consequence, and be sure they understand and agree to what is expected of them. Yes, this will take time. This is not drive-through, McDonald's drive-through parenting, which is what a lot of us, including myself, fall into because we're tired. And you don't want to do this with too many behaviors all at once. You want to pick a behavior that's really rough. It's really kind of showing up in the family quite a bit and causing a lot of disruption. Try this out, and if you still have questions about it, you can join my Not So Normal Parenting community on Facebook and ask your questions there. Since my podcast is just starting out, the group is still manageable, and I show up there and talk to you about what's going on in your family. Or you can just go to my website at wendygossett.com and schedule a session with me. I would love to meet you. I wanted to post this episode early on because I want you to realize that my podcast is not just about Myers-Briggs and the Enneagram and temperament, but it's also about practical parenting tools. But as I stated early on in this episode, the number one way to stop the behavior you don't want to see is to connect with your child. And the best way to connect with your child is to learn them and to know them. I think there are a lot of parents out there that have the more frequently seen temperaments that think, oh, I understand my child. They're just like me. But there are some subtle differences that you might not be aware of. The sensing and intuitive difference is the most hard to figure out. And intuitive children are rare, and they benefit from a parent who understands them and knows their temperament more than any other type. They are lefties in a righty society, and they don't feel like anyone understands them or sees them for who they truly are. And they won't be able to voice this as young children. And I know, because I am an intuitive kid, or I was an intuitive kid. I guess I still kind of act like an intuitive kid or a kid sometimes. But I would have loved for my parents to understand me, know how I felt different from others. And it would have just meant so much that they were trying to learn me and see me. And there are some Enneagram types that really, really need to be seen and understood. It's their number one need. And this could be your child that's not giving you any trouble, your child that's just going with the flow. But this could be an amazing gift that you give to them. And the gift of self-awareness is a gift that will help them throughout their lives. So your thought for today is that parenting is about connection. It's not about how well they fold their laundry and put it away in their drawers. So many times we sacrifice the connection for the behavior we want to see, and that communicates to our child that that behavior is more important to you than the connection that you have with them. So the relationship you build with your child is critical to your ability to guide them, and it influences all their future relationships, including the one they have with themselves. Thanks so much for listening. It would be way too normal and expected for me to ask you for a review. So if you learned something new or just wanted to show the love, instead I'll just say, eat some soup. And that'll be my special way of asking, but not asking. So eat some soup. It'll make you feel all good and warm inside. And as a thank you, I'd love to offer you two free resources. The first is a beautifully illustrated ebook entitled 14 Instant Ways to Form a Deeper Connection with Your Child. And the second is a free child temperament test and video for gaining new insight into one of your children. You'll find these free resources at wendygossett.com. And you can also check out many helpful articles, as well as buy a copy of Your Child's Inner Drive, Parenting by Personality from Toddlers to Teens. Or maybe you're ready. You're tired of riding the cranky train because there isn't enough peace in your home. So make the move and sign up for my Understanding Your Family 101 Brain Mapping Personality session. There are scads of helpful videos on my YouTube channel at Wendy Gossett, including the silly one of me dancing in a blizzard on the highway, embarrassing my child. So until next time, friends, keep dancing through the quirks and chaos of parenting, because who needs normal when you can thrive in the extraordinary?